This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And we have so much we have to get to. First, we are going to discuss the media, the corruption behind the media. Has it always been this bad? Why is it so bad now? We'll dig into that. The reaction to the election, whether we win, whether we lose, what's it going to be from the left? Why don't we ever hear Chris's voice? Somebody's concerned he's losing his daughter to the commies. All that and so much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. Jesse, if the mainstream media is constantly lying to us, it makes me wonder, have they always been lying to us? When did they officially become corrupt? Okay, let's have a talk. Bad, evil, wrong. I think you could probably, setting aside, you know, we'll set aside biblical views on it and things like that. I think we could probably agree that there are degrees to bad. Wouldn't we agree to that? Speeding is breaking the law. The speed laws are laws. It's breaking the law. Probably not quite as bad as being a serial killer. And not exactly the same thing, right? You understand what I mean? There are gray areas. So let's talk for a moment. This will come back to the media. Let's talk for a moment about the mafia. The media, yes, they were always lying to us. It's way worse now. Let's talk about the mafia. You ever heard of Carlo Gambino? You probably have heard of the name Gambino. The Gambino crime family, it's one of the 5 families of New York, generally thought of as the largest and most powerful. Well, they got their name from one Carlo Gambino. And Gambino, he came from Sicily. He was an old world gangster, came up under a mobster in Sicily. And this guy, well, it doesn't matter who he is, but mafia protection. Have you heard of that? A protection racket? You know what that is? In the movies, this is how it's usually conveyed. There'll be a shop owner. He runs a little shop. He sells little knickknacks and things. And then you get a couple of Italians in silk suits. They'll come kick in the door and say, Charlie, where's my $500 for this week? And Charlie says, I'm sorry, I can't pay the bills. My daughter's sick. Please. And then they grab him and they beat the crap out of him and break his legs and things. And that's how it's always conveyed. But protection rackets, like all bad things, they have degrees of evil to them. Because here's the truth. What I just described to you, the movie representation of what a mafia protection racket was, that did happen. In fact, to this day, I'm sure it does happen. Where you have somebody trying to run a business, trying to do this or that. Organized crime is squeezing him for everything that he's worth. Once they've gotten everything out of him, they'll beat him up, kill him, or just toss him to the side, burn the store down, and steal his insurance money. Okay, truly evil, awful, wrong. All right, I got that. But Gambino was kind of a different type because he came from a place in Sicily where the head don there did things differently. They also had protection rackets, but they didn't work that way. In fact, the people who were under the protection racket, the shop owner, liked it. Weird to think about, right? But it's true. In fact, this is what Gambino brought to America. This is kind of how he did business when it came to protection rackets. The protection racket with Gambino worked like this. You will pay me money every month, but you are not going to pay me too much. You're not going to pay me a lot. You're not going to pay me more than you can afford. You're going to pay me something. Here's an example of what a something is. You want an example? Here's an example. In the Chicago outfit back in the day, sure, it kind of works like this today, but in the Chicago mob, the Chicago outfit back in the day, if you owned a movie theater, if you owned a movie theater and the Chicago mafia wanted to bring you as part of their protection racket, you would pay the mob $1 a week per seat you had in the movie theater. You had 50 seats, you owe the mafia just $50 a week. They were happy to do it. They wanted to do it. Why? If your newest employee cleans out the cash register one night and then quits with all of your profits, you can call the cops. They may or may not even catch him or make contact. Even if they do, slap on the wrist, maybe you never get your money back. But for your $50 a week, you call the Chicago outfit and it will be handled in a more direct and permanent way. You will get your money back. And I promise the next employee will never steal from you again. This is ugly. It's bad. You get it. But there are degrees of bad. You know, protection rackets worked well for people. There are areas, were areas in Sicily that were entirely mob controlled, mafia controlled back in the day. There were no cops. There was no army. The mafia was the government. Works this way in Mexico under the cartels now in certain places. So there are degrees of protection racket. You say protection racket, you automatically picture the two Goombas beating some poor guy up for all he's worth. It didn't always look that way. Now, to the media. The American media. Media itself, forget about American. Media itself is always dishonest to some degree. There are degrees of bad, just like in the mafia. If I'm a journalist, I'm Walter Cronkite, back in the day. I'm Walter Cronkite. I am a lib. I'm a Democrat. I'm bringing you the news. I am, because of my biases, however you say that stupid word, because of my biases, I am going to inevitably shade the news towards what I believe. However, I see myself as a journalist. Yes, I'm a Democrat, I'm a lib, but I see myself as a journalist. So yeah, I'm going to present the nightly news, and it's going to make Democrats look a little bit better than it makes Republicans look. But as a journalist, I still don't want to be too much of a hack. Even if I disagree with Richard Nixon, I don't want to be too over the top. I wouldn't be a journalist then. I would be a useless hack. I don't want to do that. I'm Walter Cronkite. Now, the degrees of bad have gotten so much worse because the culture inside of the newsroom has gotten worse. Media has always lied. when they were printing it on tablets and reading the tablets in the Roman square. They were full of lies. The media lies. Journalism lies. Human beings have biases. Teachers do. Firefighters do. Cops do. Journalists do. People have biases, and the way they explain things and the way they frame things are always going to be wrapped around their biases. But today, because of years and years and years of communist infiltration into the schools, and most definitely the schools of journalism, there aren't really Walter Cronkites at the corporate media level today. And if there are, they're neutered. We'll deal with those. We'll deal with the neutered ones in a second. But for the most part, what you have people who believe they're supposed to be soldiers for the cause of communism. That's how they see themselves. They see themselves not trying to be a journalist. I finally have this gig. I'm on NBC Nightly News. Yes, it's a great gig. But first and foremost, I need to protect Democrats from these evil Republicans. And it comes out in the news. If you're on the right, even if you're on the left, you can see it. You look at the news. That's obviously how they see themselves, as protectors of the Democrat Party, warriors of the cause, because the bad has gotten so much worse. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, I'm sure that's not all of them. In fact, there's a good email. This will help me explain it. Do you agree that those on The View are paid off to extol the virtues of the Biden-Harris, but secretly behind closed doors, they know better, but will never admit it? You know who Lisa Booth is? Lisa Booth is, full disclosure, she's my friend. Her and my wife are very close. I'm friends with Lisa Booth. We're friends with her. She's a wonderful human being. She's on Fox News. You see her all the time. There's pretty Lisa Booth. She has a podcast. I think it's called The Truth with Lisa Booth. But Lisa Booth, did you know that Lisa Booth, she had an opportunity when there was an opening on The View to be part of The View? She ended up rejecting the opportunity because they were trying to force her to get vaccinated. It's one of the more admirable things I've ever heard. Do you have any idea how many millions of dollars those women make on The View? Lisa Booth looked at millions of dollars and said, no, I will not put that in my body, and walked away from it. Now, you see this, quote, Republican Alyssa, what's her name? Alyssa Farah Griffin, whatever her stupid name is, the hot one on The View. She got that spot. She was working for Donald Trump. This is a career Republican who worked for Donald Trump. Every day now on The View, she sits there and spews left-wing filth all day, every day, as if she's been a communist her whole life. Why? Money. Those who aren't committed communists, who see themselves as warriors for the cause, they understand the incentive structure of the corporate media is to be a filthy communist. That's where the millions are, and that's the media. All right, let's talk about the reaction to the election. Some kid is making fun of me and my education. That and more. But first, let's talk about Pure Talk. You remember that show we did on Mac v. Sog? Remember that? Where we talked, we did a little deep dive into it about the super studs in Vietnam who spent their time dying behind enemy lines. They're like the baddest dudes who ever lived. Yeah, you know the CEO of Pure Talk was Mac Vsog? Two tours. Dose. Now do you have a good understanding of why they're so pro-America at Pure Talk? Now do you know why he insists on hiring Americans in customer service? When you speak to someone at Pure Talk, it's an American right here who speaks English. Why they don't trash the country? Why they take their money and they support veterans? Because Pure Talk loves this country, a genuine love of this country. That's my cell phone company, and I pay less than you do. You want to pay that? #250 is what you dial, say Jesse Kelly. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can call us. Well, you can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Let's get to these questions. Dear Oracle, like you, I'm a community college student. However, I'm 15 and I haven't dropped out yet. You know, that's not very nice. and I wanted your opinion on something. I am in an argumentative research paper class. I wanted to write about the FBI for my argumentative paper because I find the subject fascinating. I chose my topic to be, should the FBI be dismantled for manipulating the system using technicalities and overclassification? I was wondering if you had any specific examples for me to use in the paper, because not only do I want a good grade, I would like to have something to help me convince doubtful people I may meet in the future. If you get around to it, I will cite you in my paper, and your name will finally be in a college paper that gets more than a C. That's not very nice. I love your show, and I listen whenever I can. His name is Graham. And no, you don't need to cite me, Graham. Remember something, son. There's no limit to what you can accomplish if you're willing to steal other people's work and pass it off as your own. You steal any idea I have, and you give me no credit. And you take all the credit for yourself. Now, as far as overclassification goes, here might be a good example. In fact, it would be, I don't know what kind of paper you're dealing with, but this would be, it would be a place I would start. You know who Chuck Grassley is? Chuck Grassley is a big shot. He's a senator. He's been in the Senate for a long time. When you've been in the Senate that long, that means you've raised piles of money for people. You have more money and influence than you can possibly imagine. Chuck Grassley is so powerful that if Chuck Grassley got on a plane today and he flew to Brazil, and Chuck Grassley, when he landed in Brazil, let's say he was just there to enjoy the beaches and Brazilian chicks, and he decided he wanted to meet with a high-level member of the Brazilian government, with one phone call, they would send a car to pick up Chuck Grassley. Chuck Grassley's a big deal. A senator's a big deal. And there are committees in Congress. In the House and Senate, there are committees. You already know this, but you know the norms and normas don't. So it's more than just one big blob. You have a committee for this. There's an Armed Forces Committee. There's a Ways and Means Committee. In the Senate, probably the most powerful committee is the Judiciary Committee. You don't just walk into the Senate and get handed one of those spots. That's one of those things you have to earn. It's an upgrade. Chuck Grassley is the GOP big cheese on the Senate Judiciary Committee. That is a jaw-dropping amount of power. And I've played this for you before. Christopher Wray, he is the head of the FBI, but he is a government employee. He was appointed to that position. No one elected him. He is in charge of a bureaucratic agency, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This agency falls underneath the Congress. The FBI is underneath the Congress. If you are in the FBI, if you're the head of the FBI, and a United States senator asks you if he can have your extra dinner rolls at steak night, you hand him the dinner rolls, because you should have that level of fear of what a United States senator can do to you, your job, and your entire organization. If you had a properly balanced country, that is how that would work. An FBI director should be terrified at raising the ire of a United States senator. When Christopher Wray sat in front of Chuck Grassley, this is how it went.
Senator, I had a flight that I'm supposed to be hightailing it to out of here, and I had understood that we were going to be done.
I'll let him start again. Remember, Christopher Wray, that flight, it was not only paid for by you, the taxpayer, he was going on vacation. Not a business meeting. He wasn't hunting down mobsters or child traffickers. He was on his way to vacation. This is him talking to Chuck Grassley.
Senator, I had a flight that I'm supposed to be hightailing it to out of here, and I had understood that we were going to be done at 1:30. So that's how we ended up where we are.
If it's your business trip, you got your own plane. Can it wait a while?
Sorry, to be honest, I've tried to make my break as fast as I could to get right back out here.
Yeah, so you took more than 5 minutes.
The big cheese on the Senate Judiciary Committee, begging like a homeless person on the side of the road for a few more minutes of the FBI director's time before he leaves to go on vacation. The FBI director practically laughs in his face and says, "Sorry, Chuck, wrap it up quick. I got to get down to Barbados." When you really digest what that means for this country and why it means that, it is so frightening I really can't put it into words. But we are going to discuss you and your research paper and the FBI in a moment. But that is not a good place to be. Anyway, let's talk about some chalk. May need some chalk for this one, but let's talk about some chalk. We have to get healthier. I'm pointing fingers at me. I have to get healthier. I am trying to live my life better than I have for my previous 43 years. A male vitality stack from chalk, took it again this morning, is part of my daily routine now. And I'm kind of embarrassed to say I feel so much better now than I did when I was 35, probably when I was 30. Once you start taking care of yourself with natural herbal supplements along with exercise and rest, you'll be mad at yourself for all the days, all the years you didn't. Chalk is part of that. The natural herbal supplements at Chalk, they're not just, you know, pills or something. They will change your life. You'll have a better home life, a better work life, better everything. Take advantage during Chalktober when everything's on sale and they're handing out freebies. CHOQ.com, Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Get a subscription so you save money. Or you can call them, text them. 50-CHUCK-3000. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a
Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, churning through some Ask Dr. Jesse questions today. So we're talking a little bit about the FBI guys writing a research paper, and I just brought up how Chris, just one example, how Christopher Wray basically laughed in Chuck Grassley's face and told him he had a plane to catch and told him to screw off, for lack of a better word. Now, why does the FBI get away with this? Let's walk this back. For your paper, for everybody. How could the FBI be so brazen, so bold? Well, you hear it all the time during these committee hearings where they call in Christopher Wray, they call in FBI people, and they begin asking FBI people about the various disgusting, evil, communist things they've done. Hey, why did you go after school board moms? Hey, what about this memo that says you're infiltrating the Catholic Church? Hey, why are you tracking down pro-lifers and yet you're not arresting Antifa? Hey, why? And what did I say? What did I say before the election? I told you this was coming. Before the House, before the Republicans took back the House, what did I say? I said the only thing that matters is, are Republicans willing to defund the agency? And if the answer to that question is no, and the answer to that question is no, then none of the hearings matter at all, because the FBI will sit down in every one of these hearings and answer every one of those questions with, I cannot comment on an ongoing investigation. I cannot comment on an ongoing investigation. As you know, I can't comment on an ongoing investigation. I can't comment. They answer it every single time, and they justify it with ongoing investigation. And I'm sorry, it's classified. I'm not allowed to tell you how many undercover agents I had instigating January 6th. That's classified. I'm not allowed to tell you how many undercover agents I had writing down your license plates while you were getting angry at a school board meeting. It's classified. I'm not allowed. The overclassification, the can't comment on an ongoing investigation thing, what it essentially is a shield for the FBI to do anything it wants without oversight from anyone. That's really what I want you to take away from this. The secret state police agency of the FBI, you think it's bad now, and believe me, it is. It gets so much worse from here as they continue to look around and figure out there's nothing anyone can do to them. Nobody. Wrap your mind around that. They are untouchable. As long as the House of Representatives, the loser low-T GOPers in the House of Representatives, as long as they take defunding the agency off the table, the Federal Bureau of Investigation is not accountable to presidents, to judges, to the Senate, to the House, to the anybody. We have a secret state police agency that can and will ruin and end your life, and there's not a single person in power in this country who can stop them. Frightening when you think about it, isn't it? But it's true. It is so incredibly true. And how are they going to handle the election of Donald Trump? Look, this is an agency that declared war on Donald Trump back when he was running for office, when Barack Obama was president, started spying on his campaign, the works. Then Trump appoints Christopher Wray to be the new head of it. Wray just kept up the war. He just kept up the war against Trump. Now we have 3.5 years of a Biden-Harris presidency filling up this secret state police organization with even more committed communists. We're worried about what the street animals will do if Trump wins or Trump loses. Maybe we should be a lot more concerned with the secret state police agency who's currently slow rolling the investigation into his assassinations for reasons unknown, of course. Once you decide, once you give the FBI the power to classify anything at all, they should not even have that power. Nobody who works at the Federal Bureau of Investigation should have the power to classify documents. Nobody.
Once you give them that power, you have officially handed them the kryptonite they can use to destroy you, because they can hide behind it forever. And by the way, that ongoing investigation thing, we know now, courtesy of the brave whistleblowers we have out there, guys like Steve and Garrett, Kyle and others, we know now, courtesy of them, the FBI, of course, uses it that way on purpose. You know, they close cases. They will intend that when the case is done or they've kind of wrapped up what they can do, they will close it. They'll leave them open forever because then they can always say it's ongoing. Of course, it's not ongoing. No one's looking into it at all, but it's a great way to make sure you never have to reveal anything to people in power. An upside down place. Jesse, I've been listening to you for years. I love your brutal honesty sprinkled with comedy. Even got my husband listening. He hates talk radio. Thank you for your service. I'm glad you made it home. What are your thoughts on this? If Trump wins, then the street communists were unleashed and we have Summer of Love 2.0, but 10 times worse. If Trump loses, then we have January 6th 2.0, but 10 times worse. Either way, this country will devolve into madness. How does this not end kinetic? Okay, well, this ends eventually, not necessarily with the Trump election, but this ends kinetic no matter what, unless we take back our legal and local, we take back our local politics, and we eventually run the communists out of office. Unless the communists are run out of office, this will end in blood. It will, because the communist is bloody, because the communist believes in power, using power. He believes in murdering, arresting his opponents. They're doing it as much as they possibly can now, and it will get worse from here. I don't have any words of comfort to give you. If Donald Trump is elected president of the United States of America, and I believe he will, I hope he will, if he is elected president in November, the street communism, the absolute anarchy, will be like nothing we have ever seen. And that is before he deports his first gang member. When he starts deporting people, I am again going to bring this up because you need to be ready. You may think you know, but man, you don't get it yet. The propaganda against mass deportation is going to be larger than any propaganda campaign you have ever seen. And believe it or not, it may very well work on you. They will pull out every stop. It'll go way beyond vandalism and anarchy and rioting and burning. There will be movie productions, TV productions, billionaires, commie billionaires through their network of various, quote, nonprofits will be funding this activist group and this lie and that lie. It will be overwhelming because the globalist communists have been so committed to flooding your country with barbarians. It's a central part of their plans. Anyone who tries to reverse that, they will try to stop it at any cost. Now, you asked about if Trump loses. I'll be honest. I don't know that I will make it through 4 years of Kamala Harris. Meaning, I believe I'll probably end up in prison. I do. You can say that's over the top. I don't think you're paying attention to what's happening. If you give these people another 4 years to fill up the DOJ, fill up the FBI, fill up all the various law enforcement agencies with committed communists, you give them 4 more years. Well, I mean, listen to how they talk.
We should be, in my view, repealing something called Section 230, which gave platforms on the internet immunity because they were thought to be just pass-throughs, that they shouldn't be judged for the content that is posted. But we now know that that was an overly simple view, that if the platforms, whether it's Facebook or Twitter X or Instagram or TikTok, whatever they are, if they don't moderate and monitor the content, we lose total control. And it's not just,
I don't just say it for radio, these people are communists. And if they're allowed 4 more years of power, look at what they've done with just 4 years of Joe Biden. They got mad about Roe versus Wade. They sent the DOJ after pastors. That didn't happen in another country. That happened here. They sent the FBI into Trump's home. That didn't happen in another country. That already happened here. Another 4 years? Whew. Well, like I said, your local sheriff is going to matter a lot real, real soon. Now, let's talk about something good. Let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. It's about as good as it gets. The organization the nonprofit that is actually a nonprofit. Go look up Tunnel to Towers in their charity rating. What do they care about? Families. Gold Star families. Fallen first responder families. Dad, mom never came home. Who's going to help them? Tunnel to Towers does. Their smart home program is probably something I should talk about more. When you're catastrophically injured, it's basic things in life get so much more difficult and you feel like a burden for family and friends because you need help. With these smart homes, they're built specifically for your injury. So you need less help. We owe these guys that. And that's what your $11 a month goes to. Go to T2T.org and give. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. We will be back on Monday to do Medal of Honor Monday. If you miss us while we're gone, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Is there anything else I'm forgetting, Chris? I feel like I forget some stuff sometimes. There's always a lot of stuff.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Emails
we didn't get to.
Hey, Jesse, will we ever hear Chris's voice? Buddy, I hear Chris's voice every day. Just consider yourself lucky. El Sombrero, would you give some advice on how we can get our 12-year-old daughter back on the right track? There was a time she was almost bloodthirsty red. Over the last year or so, she says things which hints she's becoming indoctrinated to Marxist thought. Unfortunately, she has to go to public school, but cannot say for sure if it's teachers or friends which influence her the most. As much as I hate it, she does have a follower's personality, so maybe it's a losing battle. What would you do in this situation? His name is James. Okay, well, first of all, she's 12 years old, and 12-year-old, I was going to say girls, but honestly, it applies to boys as well. When you are that age, I can remember, you know what's crazy? You have these little memories that you have that you shouldn't have, like things you should have long ago forgot. I remember I was riding the bus home. I was maybe 8 or 9, maybe 10 years old. I was riding the bus home and I had failed a test in school. Of course, I didn't study and screwed off. It was standard Jesse stuff. I had failed a test in school. And I knew by the time I got home, my mom was going to know and she was going to tell my dad, because the teacher told me after I got the failing test that she was going to call my parents and tell them. And I remember this. It was so emotional for me. It was burned into my mind that I was on the way home. I wanted the bus to crash and I wanted to die. Now, and this wasn't a passing thought. I thought to myself, man, if we could just die. I mean, I believe in Jesus. I'm going to heaven. I don't want to go home. I want to die. I would rather die in this moment than walk in. That sounds ridiculous and insane now. And of course it is. It's ridiculous and it's insane. But when you are younger, you're not stupid. You don't have enough confidence in what you believe. You don't have as much life perspective as you will have when you're later on in life. And so if she's 12 years old and she has even one friend or one teacher she kind of admires who is pouring some bad things in her ear, it's not even a girl thing. You're 12, man. You are susceptible to these social contagions. It's the reason why the communists took over the teaching profession on purpose. They did it because they knew the kids are where it's at. The kids are where we can get them. If we get them young, we can have them for life. So that's what she's going through. Now, it's a young girl. She's going to be emotional about the whole thing. But me personally, I would have a very direct conversation with her about whatever she said. You don't have to be mean. You don't even want to be mean. You don't have to yell at her at all. But you need to explain what's happening and why it's happening. And this comes back to my warning. And I realize you just said your daughter has to go to this school. There's nothing you can do about that. A lot of us are in this situation. She's got to go where she's got to go. But our daughters need to be protected even more than our sons do, not just physically, but from the social contagion of communism, because women are more susceptible to it than men, especially, well, single women, I should say. single women, especially young single women. They are people pleasers. To be rejected. You know, I was talking about a test in school for a young lady. You may roll your eyes if you're an older dime and you're more confident in yourself, or if you're a dude, you may roll your eyes. But for a younger lady, if she was to be, you told her she was going to be mocked in front of class. If you told her that she was going to be laughed at in front of the whole class, 20 kids, if you gave her a choice, you can be laughed at in front of the whole class and America will burn, or you cannot be laughed at. Or wait a minute, did I do that wrong? Yeah, you could be laughed at. Your choices are this. You can be laughed at in front of the whole class. Sorry, I didn't think this out. You can be laughed at in front of the whole classroom or lose everything. You know, the daddy goes bankrupt. You lose the house. You're homeless. She would probably rather be homeless than bankrupt if you gave her the choice in that moment. Is that a logical thought? No. But that's how devastating it is for kids, especially young girls, if they think they're going to be societal outcasts. This is something women will struggle with more than men. Men struggle with this too. I don't want to act like we're above all that. But this is something women will struggle with more than men. My wife struggles with this more than I do. Now, she's a hardcore right winger. But if we're going into a situation, in fact, we were in one last weekend, where politics might come up, and she knows dang well how I'm going to handle that if you come at me, she will, I mean, she knows better than to try to keep me quiet. But hey, just remember, we need to, we go to school here. Or hey, remember, we live here in the neighborhood. Or hey, when I was going to the school board thing, remember when I was going to the school board thing last week when I told you about that? And I said, I hope they open it up for questions because I got some questions. I have some things to say. And she wasn't trying to hold me back. She knows better than that. But you could tell immediately she was nervous. Hey, just remember, we have to live in this town. I know you're going to go do what you do. Worried about what other people think and reputation and stuff like that. I think if you explain that to your daughter, that alone may actually help her. That may help her understand what she's going through emotionally. It is really, really hard. Pray for these kids today, young men and women. Once your culture becomes left, and ours is, the music, the movies, everything is left. Everything that goes in her eyes, ears, TikTok, all this crap, it's all left, 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 left. Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris. It's everything coming at her from every direction is left wing, left wing, left wing, left wing. It's going to take strong, purposeful parents to guide our kids through this. And we're going to have very, very open, honest, direct conversation with our kids about it. I pulled my boys aside last night and told them again. We were just joking in the kitchen. They were being meatheads like they always are. But we were goofing around about stuff. And I told them again, I expect you two to be husbands who provide for your wives one day. You're going to work hard. And don't you dare marry a Democrat. And you're not allowed to bring one into my house ever. She's not welcome in my home because she'll ruin your life. And they hear me. They got it. I don't beat around the bush. Anyway, just talk to her about what's happening. I think maybe you'll find her more receptive. All right? Go enjoy your weekend. Put your phone down. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.